ध्यायामोदरलाभकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धावाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकाम् ईश्वरीम् Shankara is finally coming to the end or concluding the work of Aparoksha Anubhuti. So in the 142nd shloka is the logical end of the work, where Shankara summarizes whatever he has said till now. And then the next two shlokas, the last two shlokas, are just a way of telling, like splitting or briefly telling as to for whom this work is meant, or who is being targeted by this work. That's what Shankara says. So in the 142nd shloka, let's see like what Shankara says, or what the summary of the entire work. Drishyam hi adrishyatam nitva brahmakarena chintayet vidvan nit सुखे तिष्ठे धियच्छिद्रस पूर्णया. सो शंकरा इज बेसिकली कंक्लूडिंग द वर्क. सो ही सेज दृश्यम ही अदृश्यताम नीत्वा, दृश्यम अदृश्यताम नीत्वा. आफ्टर टेकिंग द दृश्यम, आफ्टर मर्जिंग वॉट एवर इज सीन ऑन टू वॉट एवर इज नॉट सीन. So whatever is seen is the Namarupam, the Jagat, Mithya Jagat, and whatever is not seen, that is Brahman. So Adrishyam, that which is not subject to the organ of perception, that is called, that is Brahman. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha. Shankara himself has explained this previously. So Adrishyam is Brahman. Drishyam is the Namarupam. So the Namarupam or Mithya Jagat, we have to merge the Mithya Jagat onto the reality of Brahman. That means negation of Namarupam and making it one, or merge it with Brahman. And having done that, Brahmakarena Chintayet. After having merged the duality into non-duality, then there is only non-duality, so contemplate on the non-duality, contemplate on Brahman. That means once we are able to negate Namarupam by merging it into Brahman, then the next step is contemplating on Brahman. So Brahmakarena Chintaye, worship or contemplate on Brahman. And when a person does that, or who does this, he is a Vidwan. So Vidwan means Vidvat, person who has Vidya, who has specific knowledge, who has experiential knowledge. So who knows this and who is putting it into practice, he is a Vidwan. So he may say, oh, there is a Vidwan who speaks well, there is a Vidwan, Sangeeta Vidwan, who sings very well. Those are not real Vidwan. A real Vidwan is one, Drishyam hi adrishyatam nitva brahmakarena chintaye. So a real Vidwan is one who merges the Namarupam into that, into Brahman, into non-dual reality of Brahman, that Brahman which is not seen, thereby contemplates only on Brahman. Such a person is a Vidwan. And such a Vidwan, Nitya Sukhe Tishtet. Nitya Sukhe Tishtet. He will Tishtet, he will be situated, he will reside in Nitya Sukhe, in Nitya Sukham, eternal bliss. So he will always be blissful because his mind is contemplating, or his mind is residing in Brahman. Therefore he will be able to reside in eternal bliss. And this eternal bliss, Diya, Diya means in the mind. Chidrasa Purnaya. This eternal bliss, this eternal bliss state is associated or accompanied by Chid Rasa Purnaya, but by Chid Rasam. Chid and Chid Rasam. So Rasam can be meant as Brahma, like bliss or anandam, and chit is consciousness. So such a person will so if we take the meaning of rasam as bliss, then nitya sukhe means like we'll have to interpret it properly, or we'll have to say that nitya sukhe in nitya sukham. So in nitya sukham and chit rasa purnaya means filled with chit, filled with the essence of chit. We have to interpret it either that way, or we have to say that chit the rasam means bliss. So the better interpretation is nitya sukhe and chit rasa purnaya. So chit rasa purnaya sukhe tishthet. Diya, in the mind, in the intellect, he will be nitya, ever residing in what? Sukhe, in anandam, and blissful anandam, conscious anandam. That means he'll be aware of bliss. He'll be always aware of his state of bliss. He'll be always aware of the state of bliss. So such a person is a vidwan. And Shankara is telling here that the goal of this work, the main import of this work, is to gain aparokshana bhavam, which means that each one of us will have to become vidwans. We should become vidwan. That is the goal of this work. Once we become vidwan, then there will be only anandam. So we will be ever residing in bliss. So that is the state when we don't seek anything. That is the state where everything else ends. All craving ends. All desires end. All sorrow ends. And there will be only bliss. So whatever happens, there will be bliss, bliss, and bliss alone. This is what Shankara also said as Nandati, Nandati, Nandati Eva. Yasya Brahmani Ramate Chittam. In whose mind, Yasya Brahmani Ramate Chittam. So in whose mind, Chittam, in whose mind resides in Brahman, in whose mind Brahman is there, he will always rejoice. So the same thing is what Shankara is saying here. That when we negate the Namarupam, completely get rid of Namarupam by merging it into Brahman and then contemplating only on Brahman, everything is Brahman, contemplating like that, then we'll be able to experience bliss. We'll be able to rejoice in bliss. That is what Shankara is telling here. So this can be said to be a brief summary of this entire work, that drishyam hi adrishyatam nitva brahma karena chinte. Through logic, through our conviction, we have to merge the drishyam into adrishyam. We have to merge the nama rupam into Brahman. We have to merge the mithya vastu into the satya vastu. Once that is done, then we have to use the 15 angas, panchadasha angam, that Shankara gave in order to contemplate on Brahman. So Brahma akarena chintaya. So after negation of namarupam, after removing what is mithya, by merging it into satya vastu, we have to contemplate on the satya vastu, then we will get anandam. Then there will be only anandam. So if we are able to directly do it, then the 15 angas might not essentially be required, but it is always necessary to do it. So if these 15 angas, a person follows these 15 angas, then slowly, like before that, he has to drishyam, he adrishyatam nitva, he has to get rid of the drishyam through logical analysis, and then follow this 15 angas to contemplate on Brahman, then he will get eternal bliss. If that is the case, then what about Hatha Yogam? What about the normal Raja Yoga that is being followed? The Raja Yoga, which we generally know as Ashtanga Hatha Yogam, of Asana, Pranayama and all. What about those? So what about Hatha Yogam? What about Asanas and all? That is what Shankara says in the next two shlokas. He speaks about Hatha Yogam and its relation to the Raja Yogam that Shankara has explained here. Not the Raja Yogam that we know, but Raja Yogam here. So he says, Ebirange samayukto Raja Yoga udahritah kinchit pakva kashayanam Hatha Yogena samyutah paripakvam mano yesha. Paripakvam mano yesham should be yesham yesham kevaloyam cha siddhidah guru daivata bhaktanam sarvesham sulabhojavat. So he says Ebirangai samayukto rajayoga udaharatah. Udaharatah has been explained, has been mentioned. What? Rajayoga. Rajayoga. Why is it called Rajayoga? Because it makes us a Raja. Raja of what? Raja of whatever is there. A Raja. What is the state of a Raja? A Raja worries about nothing. He is always blissful because he has somebody to take care of things. He has all pleasures in life. He has power. He has everything. If we name it, he has it. So that this particular yoga, whatever Shankara has explained, is Raja Yoga because it will make us a Raja of our mind. It will make us a Raja of the entire world. It will give us the state of bliss that Rajas are generally in. Therefore, it is called Raja Yoga. And it's also called Raja Yoga because it is the biggest king of yogas. So, king is very special. He has the top place in a particular country. So, that means Raja Yoga means it is the king of yogas. So, how is it king of yogas? It is king of yogas because Sarva Vidya Pratishtam. That's what last week we learned in Mundaka Upanishad, where it is said that Sarva Vidya Pratishtam. This Vidya is great because by knowing this, everything becomes known. Therefore, it is Raja Yoga. It is Raja Yoga because it is king of yogas, because with this yoga, everything is known. If we gain control, if we gain power over the king, then the entire country is defeated. So that's what in wars and all, if we see, when the king is killed, everything goes down. The entire country goes down. So that means this is the king of yogas because with this everything is known. There, such a Raja Yoga, ebhi angaihi samayuktah. Samayukto Raja Yoga. The Raja Yoga, what is the characteristics? Ebirangai samayukto ebhi this. Angaihi, with these angas samayuktaha. Samayuktaha means with. So with these particular angas, Raja Yoga has been explained. The king of yoga with the 15 anga that Shankara gave has been explained. And kinchit, few, pakva kashayanam. So pakva kashayanam. So these pakva kashayanam. So kashayam means like, here kashayam means attachment, kashayam means the sense organs going behind sense objects. So pakva kashayanam, kinchit pakva kashayanam. So for people who have gained little bit control over attachment, so for people who haven't controlled, completely controlled attachment, people who have controlled little bit, for such people, Hatha Yogena Samyutaha. This has to be done along with Hatha Yoga. So this Raja Yoga has been explained, but this is not valid for all people. Therefore, for people who have gained only little bit control, so some of the kashayam, some of the desires, some of the attachment has been Pakvata means they have gained maturity with respect to some attachment. They haven't conquered everything. They have conquered some attachment. For such people, Hatha Yoga has to be used. Oh, then Hatha Yoga will be needed for all, is it? No. Why? Yesham Mano Paripakvam. For people who have Mano Paripakvam, whose mind is paripakvam, paritaha pakvam. Paritaha means surrounding in four directions. So pakvam means maturity. Paripakvam means full maturity. So who have gained complete maturity of the mind through sadhana chatushtayam, through sadhana, years of sadhana, for such people, kevalo ayam cha siddhidaha. Ayam, this, kevalo, kevalaha, kevalam, this alone, siddhidaha, will give the fruit. Will give the fruit of aparokshanubhavam. So there are two ways or two distinct paths for people, two types of people. One are the people who have gained complete control of the mind, complete control of attachments, complete control of desires. For them, this alone is enough. For others, Hatha Yogam, including asana, dhyana, normal dhyanam, and all is essential. So majority of us fall under that category. Therefore, this Raja Yoga alone is not enough for us. We'll go on learning, but nothing will happen. Because we don't have the paripakvam, mana paripakvam. Therefore, merely following this Raja Yoga is not enough. So only for people who have gained maturity of the mind through sadhana, this is not required. Others, it is required. And so that means like mana paripakvam means purity of mind. Mind becomes pure. Pure means it doesn't seek anything apart from Brahman. And purity of mind. So Shankara, being the compassionate guru, he concludes by giving it easy way to gain purity of mind. So sarvesham, for all people, sulabho javab, can be attained easily. This mana paripakvam can be easily attained. How? Guru Devata Bhaktanam. For people who have devotion to guru and teacher. So for people who have who surrender to teacher, the guru and devam, guru and Ishvara both, for such people, mana paripakvam very easily comes. Because with that particular devotion, with complete surrender, with devotion which is accompanied by total surrender, purity of mind automatically comes. When purity of mind automatically comes, then there is no need of Hatha Yogam, because Raja Yogam, we can directly follow Raja Yogam and it will give us Kevaloyam cha Siddhitaha. So that means two types of people. One who haven't got purity of mind, they have to do Hatha Yogam, they have to do sadhana along with this jnanam, jnana margam or angas that Shankara gave. But others, people who have gained purity of mind, they just need to do it. How do I know which category I fall into? If we are able to follow the Raja Yogam and immediately we get fruit, then we don't have to do Hatha Yogam. If we have learned one or two works, if we have learned for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and yet we don't have bliss, we are not nearby to realization, then we can know that we need to do Hatha Yogam. That's the way we can find out. Fruit of anybody will be able to learn Raja Yogam, follow this Raja Yogam, but it will not give fruit unless there is purity of mind. So if it is not giving fruit, then we know that we have to do Hatha Yogam. So with this Aparoksha Anubhuti, this work of Shankara is complete. We'll see a summary of the work in the next day or in a couple of days. Hari Om.